here's a story from The World.
In Moscow today, a court sentenced an ex-Marine to 9 years behind bars. Trevor Reed has been found guilty of endangering Russian police. Authorities there say last summer he attacked the driver of a police car after being picked up when he was drunk, causing the car to swerve dangerously. But Trevor's father, Joey Reed, questions whether that's what really happened. Here he is speaking to ABC.
We have traffic video from four different cameras on the street that the police officers identified as where it occurred, and it never shows the police car swerving. We felt with that evidence alone that the charges would either be dropped or lowered, but they have refused to do that.
Joining me now is former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. Ambassador, what more can you tell us about this case?
Well, it's tragic. Of course, it's awful. I applaud what the current ambassador from the United States to Russia has said about the case, Ambassador Sullivan. He said the evidence is flimsy, and most certainly Trevor Reed should not spend 9 years in a Russian jail.
Well, you've been in Ambassador Sullivan's post before in Moscow. If you were currently the ambassador to Russia, how would you respond to this case?
Well, I think our ambassador's done a fantastic job. I really do. I've seen what he said in public. I can imagine what he said in private. But he has one big problem that I never had when I was the U.S. ambassador to Russia. He doesn't have the backing of the President of the United States. President Trump, on many, many occasions, has never pushed back on anything with Vladimir Putin, has never done any transactions. He says he's the transactional president. He hasn't done one significant transaction that I can think of vis-a-vis Russia. And that means that the ambassador's words are not taken as heavily or not taken as seriously if he did have the backing of the president.
So a little context. As you know, there are other cases like this one, notably Paul Whelan, another U.S. national and ex-Marine held in Russian prison. Are these American citizens simply being seen as bargaining chips for some future prisoner swap?
Maybe. Most certainly that has been insinuated in the Russian press about, again, the tragic, unlawful, in my view, holding of Paul Whelan. It's usually, and has in the past, been United States policy not to swap Americans and Russians, or Americans anybody else for that matter, when it's not the equivalent. So Russia, for instance, I heard it many times when I was in the government, wants to see the release of Victor Boot. He's a Russian citizen held in an American prison right now. We always, when I was in the government, resisted that because we consider Mr. Boot to be an actual criminal, whereas Paul Whelan, in my view, is not a criminal.
So let's say a prisoner swap is the case and Russia and the U.S. want to do this. How does the whole process work? Are the Russians hanging on to these Americans until they need a favor?
Well, there have been swaps in the Trump administration, right? There was a swap between Iran and the United States. And I think if you're viewing that from Moscow, you might think, well, this could be an opportunity for us as well. Now, I'm not privy to the negotiations, if there are any, about that. I was involved in the swapping of intelligence officers. We did that in 2010. That has happened on occasion where we've decided that it's in both countries' interest to release those people. And I think that was the right thing to do back in 2010.
Ambassador McFaul, have you spoken with the current ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, about these cases or at all since he's been appointed?
No, I saw him right before he went out. I have not spoken to him. And I only speak to U.S. government officials when it's in their interests and when they think it's useful. And when it comes to Russia these days, given my radioactive reputation there, and as your listeners may remember, I've been banned from traveling to Russia since 2014. Probably not in his interest to be consulting with me.
Well, you earlier did have praise for Ambassador Sullivan. So much has changed, though, since you left your post as ambassador. The Mueller report detailed the ways Russians interfered with the 2016 election here. What can an ambassador really do to improve relations between Russia and the U.S. right now? Do you have any advice for John Sullivan right now?
Well, I think it's a tough assignment, and most certainly things have gotten a lot tougher since I left in 2014. My advice would be to him and to his team and to the Trump administration is to engage with Putin and the Russian government on issues of mutual interest. And for me, at the top of that list is to extend the New START treaty. I think that's good for America, and I presume it's good for Russia. And at the same time, speak out about things that we disagree with respect to Russian policy. And in that category, I admire what the Ambassador Sullivan is doing in Moscow, but it has such odds with what the president says, what President Trump says, that it undermines the integrity and legitimacy and the meaning of the words of a U.S. ambassador or an assistant secretary of state in the State Department. And that gap, I think, needs to be closed.
Former ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, thanks for being with us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.